Chris Fade.
We're doing all right, guys. Are we feeling good?
Pretty Malik.
I'm doing well.
And Big Rossi.
Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Loving it like this.
Loving it like that.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Stop the beat.
With the biggest stars.
Hey.
Yo, yo.
Hi.
Hey.
This is David Guetta.
This is Katy Perry.
The world famous.
The Chris Fade Show. The biggest prizes.
3,000. 6,000. 10,000 dirhams cash.
2021 is the best.
The biggest hits.
Gonna feel amazing.
What is love?
The Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Built for the nation with dedication, no alteration.
live on Valentine. It's a Friday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Friday. It's Friday. Woo, woo. It's Friday. Friday, come on, throw your hands in the air. It's Friday, flipping around like you just don't care. 6:02, Friday morning. This is Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show. Hello, yes. Pretty Malik.
Hi.
Hello, Big Rossi.
Hello there.
Hello, Nala.
Hello.
We're all up and about. We're with you right now. Man. It's all about that mind. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. No matter how you feeling, let's switch it up. We're ready to play with you. We're ready to have some fun with you.
That's right.
We're ready to laugh with you, possibly cry. We're giving you money. We're doing all we possibly can to make you listen to this show, literally.
50,000 dirhams on the line again today.
We bribe you to listen to the show.
It's like, true.
Literally,
it's true.
That's what we do. Good morning, guys. How was the last 24 hours?
It was great.
What did you, anything interesting that I should know about, guys?
I just felt good about myself,
good,
which was
really
nice.
That's nice. You're looking fantastic. By the way,
went to the gym, so I was feeling good.
Do you finish next week?
No.
No, how long are you doing it for? Because Pretty's on a very strict regime right now. She's training to be the IBF world champion.
That's correct.
That's the International Bodybuilding Federation female champion.
Featherweight.
That's right. So I will stop, obviously, on my birthday and Brent's wedding.
God, it's very far away here.
And then
it's a long time, Pretty.
I will do one more week after that.
No,
and
you
then
won't.
March 9th is the day I will stop.
Well, that's a month from today. Yep. Today's February 9th.
Yeah.
Aren't you meant to like do it forever if you want to stay in that peak physical shape?
Tell him to stop talking. I'm trying to get her off it. You're trying to get her on.
She doesn't need to be on it in the first place.
Exactly.
But it makes her feel good about herself.
Very strict eating regime. She's doing. I haven't seen you crack.
No,
I've tried to make Pretty crack. We've been offering her chocolates. We've been offering, not even just chocolates, normal like, oh, no, I can't eat that.
No, it's not on the plan. Can't do it.
You've been fantastic.
Thank you.
That's called willpower, Pretty, and you've got a lot of it.
Yeah. It makes, the other day I did like 110 kilo push, and I wasn't meant to do the whole thing. It was supposed to be like Jeff, my husband, and I partner.
Yeah.
Like, I stop whenever I feel like, and he continues.
Okay, you what? You went the whole way.
But in my mind, I was like, I am not giving in. And everyone's like, okay, I'll come in. I was like, do not touch me. I'm going to finish this.
You are a machine, Pretty Malik.
Malik.
February 9th. Let's see what she does March 9th. Guys, she's doing another month, all right?
But just forgive me for my birthday weekend. Because that weekend, I'm going to pretend as if I was never on this.
Okay, that's fine.
Bless you.
I'm trying to sneeze. I'm sorry.
Say pineapple.
Pineapple. It's gone away.
It'll stop you.
Brianna, my wife, just sent me the early morning pic.
Oh, God. Oh, look at his chin. he could pass as a Desi baby.
Who thought? Nora Fatehi thought I was Indian.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Yesterday we had a superstar Nora Fatehi on the show, and she said, where are you from? And I said, well, I'm Australian, but I'm Lebanese background. I always thought you were Indian. And I thought, I'll take that as a compliment. Well, I've had some people speak to me in Hindi.
But you know, you look like that Sabyasachi model. Remember the twin?
Yeah, I remember him.
He's Indian.
Thank you.
So you have an Indian twin.
Thank you so much.
Just a hat. Don't get yourself excited. Yeah.
No, I've had a couple of people speak to me in Hindi.
And then what do you reply?
Kasiyo.
We need to fix that.
It's Kaseo.
I need to bring in the Hindi back. The Hindi
back.
I think we do because
we need a lesson. Because honestly, it was embarrassing. Nora was in here. She learned Hindi in a year. You've known me 15 years.
I know.
All you know is Kaseo.
It's
and
pretty.
What's the other word you guys know?
Bevakuf.
Bevakuf. That's it.
You're
literally
a Bevakuf.
Jaldi. We know that.
That's
and
it.
Alu. Alu. Potato.
Good job.
Yeah. Guys, big one. Big shout out to our friend Spencer, by the way. Spencer looks after the SLS hotel here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what a guy.
What a guy. I mean, man crush on Spencer, right?
He's beast mode.
Yeah. He's the mace, man.
Well, talking about beast mode, yeah. He's like the UAE's rock,
he
right?
He is.
But guess what? He sent me a message, and I want to make sure I planned on doing this, but happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, yes.
It's today. Yeah, today's a really, really big year.
Wow. I didn't...
Happy Chinese New Year.
So what's it the year of? Let's check.
Ooh, let's
have a
check.
Look. Yeah, let's have a look. It's an animal usually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think we had the monkey. We had a few. You know, tell me what the year was, but happy Chinese New Year if you're celebrating it. And you know they'll celebrate it really, really well here in Dubai and
the
UAE.
Oh, yeah, they do, for sure.
So it's fabulous.
Year of the Dragon.
Year of the Dragon.
Is it?
Wow, that's huge.
I think so.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, Rossi threw in the I think so
here.
Enter right. The Year of the Dragon.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today's the evening part of it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is Bruce Lee going to come back to life? The Enter the Dragon?
Is it the dragon? Is it the year of the dragon?
I think so.
The year of the wood dragon.
Let's go get tattoos of dragons. Would you guys do that with me?
Sure.
Not in this country, but I'd probably do it somewhere else.
You'd get a tattoo. Okay, actually, we want to bring that up on the show a little bit later on.
Okay.
All right.
Pick my hits.
Rayo.
Hello.
Rayo.
Rayo.
It's Rayo. Is it Rayo? Is that am I saying the name right?
Yeah, you're singing all right.
That's awesome. Long
this morning with the Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning, legend. Yeah, what are you doing? What are you up to?
I am actually at the Alcudra cycling track, about to get onto my cycle and ride
nice.
For a while.
Oh, wow.
Legends, you guys do like 180 kilometers just on a casual morning.
Oh, no, I'm not doing. I'm not doing that much. I'm just going to be doing about 100. That's no. it.
Just 100.
Okay, Rayo, please. We said 180. You're saying 100. That's insane.
Is your backside condition now? Is your bum all good? It knows what's going
on.
Yeah.
Yep. The chamois cream is on. Yep. Absolutely.
Man, I remember
what bum.
I picked up cycling for about a month. Right. I think it was during COVID.
Yeah.
Remember I went and bought some bikes and done all that. And
yeah.
Man, the hardest thing was my backside was just hurting. That seat was getting really in there.
Yeah. It takes a while to get used to.
But
yeah.
like my dad and my brother-in-law, they cycle. They have like these really hard seats, right? Really thin and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Can't you just start out on a gel seat?
They get wedged into you. That's what I'm saying.
Just get like a gel seat to start.
It's like it's hitting the spine.
100 kilometers.
Yeah, it's hitting into my spine. This thing, I was like, as I got off the bike, it was like, that was the noise.
it's like slicing cheese.
Yeah, like, come on now.
Oh, Rayo,
could you help us choose the next song that plays right now? Is that cool?
Yeah, I like to play A Beautiful Day by you two.
Yeah, there's four choices. So you're gonna Nala's gonna give you a song choice, then Pretty, then Rossi, then me, and then we see which one gets selected.
So
okay,
you have to choose between the four
Perfect.
Songs.
All right,
yeah?
Thank you so much, brother. Here we go. What do you want to hear, Nala? What would you like Rayo to play?
Rayo, I'm in last place, so please pick me. It's You Found Me, the Fray.
Alright, Pretty, what do you want?
I'm going old school Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Is killing me. I must confess, I still believe.
Rossi!
I hope you know this one, Rayo. This is Three Little Boys from America. It's called Hanson and Umbop.
Yeah!
Just what we need for a Friday morning.
Rayo, there's no doubt you're going to love this. It's Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. What a tune. It's a long song, good for the bike.
For the 100 kilometers.
All right, brother, you got those four options. Which one do you want?
I'd go with Rossi's Umbop to pick me up and get my day started over here.
Rayo. You chose Hanson over Queen.
I love it though. I love it.
It's cool and
it's a bit of a pick me up song in the morning.
It is.
Thank you, Rayo. I hope you have a great bike
ride, guys.
And enjoy a coffee afterwards at that lovely coffee shop up there.
It's got faith.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a wonderful day on a Friday as well.
You too. I love this song, Rossi.
Thank you.
Good Hanson Mbop on Virgin.
Yeah.
On Virgin Radio 104.4, we are live, 6:17, the Chris Fade Show. Good morning.
Why are you fading it out?
It's not. I don't know what it does. That's
I realize I don't know the song.
Old songs fade.
Oh, dear.
I just know the part where he goes, no, that's it.
Do you know how many brothers were in Hanson?
No, he just said three. That's how I know it.
Okay.
I think it was 1996, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was 97, 98, around the same.
Old school. They were huge.
I was one.
They had a couple of big years, and then they went away. They disappeared.
No, so they have a podcast where they still kind of make music, and they have about 50,000 kids between them.
Oh, as in children, they've actually had a lot of kids.
Yes. Have they?
Wow.
Yeah. They were. Yeah. I think they were quite religious, if I seem to remember rightly.
I think you're right about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing the boiled eggs like me now?
Well, I've just messed them up. Look at that state of that egg. I'll put it in the microwave.
You can't boil an egg in a microwave.
You can.
Well, it's not good. That's what happens. The shells crack.
Well, no, it's not done properly.
So what are you going to do?
Go and try and boil them again later.
But why the boiled eggs? I've been having boiled eggs. Have you just seen me in like...
I'm on meat and eggs all week.
Carnivore diet.
I saw Joe Rogan do it and then I thought I'd try it.
Seriously?
What?
Is it why?
Well, yeah, he was talking about it.
Yeah, you got to watch out with Joe. I love Joe Rogan, but you got to watch out.
He's a bit extreme.
Yeah, but he just says stuff and then people like yourself just go and do it. But like carnivore diet's really good. As in, it can... Not only can you strip a lot of fat instantly, like I've done it. I did the carnivore diet for about a month. But you got to watch out because you know what goes up? Your cholesterol. So get your cholesterol checked and just monitor your blood levels.
Okay.
Because carnivore diet's a lot of meat, a lot of red meat, a lot of chicken, a lot of eggs, salt, sodium, you know what I mean? So a lot of people stay on the carnivore diet and then they think that, you know, I'm great and then they have a heart attack.
Lovely.
Good morning. Ross, no, I'm just saying be careful.
Just be careful. Come on the health journey with
Thanks
me, Ross.
Thanks for your advice, guys. Even though I didn't ask for it, I really do appreciate it.
Oh, okay, cool. No more advice for you then. You don't want anything from us.
Someone's happy.
If I need your advice, I'll be sure to ask for it.
I don't think you've ever asked for advice. Have you ever had Rossi in the years come and say...
I ask pretty all the time.
He asked me for advice.
What was it for?
Sometimes, like, it'll be... Like relationship stuff you've talked to me about.
Wow, they're having trouble?
No. Oh. Like it'll be like, hey, what do you think? Is this a good gift? Like you've run gifts by me before to be like, hey, is this a good idea or not? Social media, you ask me a lot.
Dogs about dogs.
Dog.
I asked you about business. Remember that time about my restaurant's Chris? I asked you about that.
Oh, you Chris, yes. I was like, you definitely didn't ask me about that.
So I do ask for advice. Right. So if I need it, I'll be sure to ask for it.
All right, mate. Well, you look after those eggs. Those eggs look good. You may need them this is the segue. You may need them.
I don't know about the
egg way.
At Untold Dubai. You may get hungry. Now, they're going to have a lot of food
Protein.
Stores there. But, if, you know, keep a couple of boiled eggs in your pockets.
No, don't. Do not come to Untold with boiled eggs in your
pockets. Are those eggs in your pockets?
Yeah. three a.m. in the morning, you're partying.
You're
like, oh man, I got to keep my protein levels up. There'd be guys that would do that. There'd be some like gym junkie dudes would be like, I've got to take a protein shake with me, and he'd have his powder.
I love
it'd be 3 a.m. in the morning. He'd be shirtless.
Oh dear. I love the way you just casually said, keep a couple of boiled eggs in your pocket.
Yeah, take them in. It's a great source of protein. Easily, you know. I put a boiled egg in my pocket this morning. That's what I do. I swear I've got it there. I'm about to have it.
I was thinking about you, about how to transport the eggs this morning.
Just throw them in my pocket.
I just carried them by hand all the way here.
They weren't boiled.
No.
Oh, that's dangerous. You're playing with fire there, Ross.
Yep.
The Chris Fade Shows. What are you watching?
Give me that.
With Nala. Nala tells us what we should be watching. I like this segment. So, you are the one that goes on all the platforms and watches shows.
Yeah.
So what are we watching, Nala?
Okay, we're going to start out with Netflix. I have to talk about Griselda. This is Sofia Vergara's TV show.
I started watching it. I'm only halfway through episode one. It's a very slow start.
But it picks up afterwards.
Okay.
Everyone's saying it's amazing, yeah.
The opening scene is the best. There's a quote. The only man I was ever afraid of was a woman named Griselda by Pablo Escobar. So it's so good. She did a great job.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing.
It's good, so I'll watch it.
Continue watching it.
I can't be on my phone for it, though. I have to actually watch this one. Because it goes into, like,
Spanish.
Yeah,
Spanish.
Is it a lady who hung around with Pablo Escobar?
No, she was her own. She dealt with illegal substance distribution in Miami in the 1970s.
Yeah, I saw a drug photo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it.
But she was like an old woman, right?
Well, she started off she ended up being old, obviously, but I think she started off in her 40s or something doing it.
But not really old.
Became a kingpin.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it was.
A queen pin.
All right, it's called Griselda.
Yes.
Okay, well, what Netflix, there you go.
Another one on Netflix, you're going to hate this. If you were a fan of F1 Drive to Survive, there's a NASCAR version right now.
Oh, NASCAR
called
version.
Called Full Speed, if you want to watch it.
She's going to get onto that one as well.
No, I won't. Anyway, I won't. But anyway, we're moving on to Apple TV. Pretty, you're going to like this. Austin Butler, Barry Keoghan, and Callum Turner.
Is it good?
It's so good. Imagine Top Gun, but a bit more serious. It's taking place in World War I, and it follows the U.S. military air force. It's called Masters of the Air.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on
Apple TV. Don't you have to pay like 80 dirhams for that thing?
No.
Okay.
That's just a movie that you're trying to buy, I imagine.
This is streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah. All right.
And finally, OSN Plus. This is so good. Do you remember Ted, the movie?
Yes.
They have a TV show now. Also, same writers, same everything. Uh-huh. And it takes you back when he was a kid and we were first introduced to Ted. It is
Mark Wahlberg's in it.
No, he's not.
Oh, it's not.
He
produced it. So same writer, same
Ted's that little teddy bear that talks, right? Yeah. He's like obnoxious. It's great. I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, there's three things. That's Nala's segment. What are you watching? Thank you, Nala.
No problem.
This is Virgin Radio News.
Powered by Emar. Building the future, celebrating today. Stay informed, stay inspired. Find out more on emar.com.
It's 7:05 from the air and News Center. I'm Preeti Malik. Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Spanish Foreign Minister Jose Manuel Alvarez have discussed developments in the Middle East during a meeting in Abu Dhabi. The U.S. President's dismissed a highly critical report which has raised questions about his capability and age. Joe Biden's been told he will not face criminal charges for keeping classified information after he left the vice presidency in 2017. And in sport, the NBA has fined Chicago Bulls center Andre Drummond $15,000 for making an inappropriate gesture on the court. The incident occurred with a minute 22 left in overtime of the Bulls' home game against the Timberwolves on Tuesday.
Drummond, that's what he does.
He got fined, though.
You know, we know how he is.
Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ, Dubai Media City. To the UAE. Is
the Chris Fade Show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
The only Chris Fade.
Oh, hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. It's your Friday morning, baby. It's Friday. Dirhams cash.
Yes.
Got it. It's coming up next, your pop quiz.
Duvet is coming up this hour.
Yeah, Duvet is coming up. It's a big one. It is a huge show. But yeah, if you want the 50K, let's go. 10 questions, 60 seconds. This is Virgin Radio 0487155544. All right.
Oh, is it about to happen?
It's going
to
happen, yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, Untold Dubai next Saturday. For the first time ever, as our titled name, Cancelled.
Cancelled will be performing.
Cancelled's performing. Cancelled is DJ Dean Curtis and myself live up on stage. I am so excited to do this. I'm pumped. Like, we're going to have the main stage at Untold. We're going to have Major Lazer on the same night, G-Eazy. And then DJ Dean Curtis and myself, we are honored to be able to hit that stage of Untold. So, for the first time, we're going to give you a little taste of it.
I love it.
DJ Dean Curtis in the mix. I'm going to be on the hype with the mic. We're ready to go. Are you guys ready to go?
Ready.
I can't wait to hear this. Are you ready to go? All right. We are Untold. Let's do it. Cancelled in the house. Let's go! untold. Untold. We want to say thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. My name's Chris Fate. We go by the name of Canceled. We just getting started. Let's go! If you're loving this, let me hear you. I want to see everyone from the back, all the way to the front. We gonna take off. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are cancelled! DJ Dean Curtis, my name's Chris Fade! Dubai, Untold, let's go! That's our first official mix. What'd you think?
Wow.
DJ Dean Curtis kills it, man. Absolutely
that was so
demolishes
good.
It. Saturday night, Untold. We are there, cancelled.
The Chris Fade Show's 50K.
50,000!
Pop quiz.
I'm covered in money, I'm covered in money.
Powered by Ragbank.
Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. How are you, brother?
Mate, we're doing well. We're doing well. We just did a really good mix. It's cancelled. I'm hyped. I'm ready. And I want to give away 50,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. Do you want it?
Of course, Chris. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got a baby coming in July. I definitely, definitely need it, my friend.
Yeah. He's got the baby on the way. Wow. I love it. What are you doing right now?
I am parked up at a gas station. Honestly, we've been trying for 2 years, and she told me, hang on, someone's here. So we have to park up. We're nice and safe.
All right, so 50K on the line right now. 10 questions in 60 seconds. You know how it works. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, right?
Of course.
You guys all good?
Yes, we're ready to go. I can't believe it. Trying for 2 years and finally got on. And you get on for the 50K pop quiz.
Yeah, this is huge. We're not just doing 10K, we're doing 50K. Okay, I'm ready to do this, so let's do it. Good luck, Thomas. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Who sings the song Havana?
Bruno Mars.
True or false, Mark Wahlberg was a rapper before he started acting?
True.
Finished the 2016 fantasy movie The Jungle?
book.
What type of animal is Bugs Bunny?
Rabbit.
If you were to sink a putt, what sport are you playing?
If you would sink a what, sorry?
A putt.
Oh, golf.
How many times has Beyonce been married? Sorry?
Two?
Okay. What singer had the hits?
Two?
What singer had the hits Yeah and OMG?
Pass.
Who plays Deadshot in the 2016 movie Suicide Squad? I didn't get an answer for that last one. I couldn't get any further. Well, 400 dirhams is yours. Congratulations. I wish I could have got you more.
Fair enough.
I wish I could have got you more.
No worries, Chris. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. Camila Cabello sings Havana, Havana, na, na, na. Beyonce's only been married once. Yeah, and OMG is sung by Usher. Will Smith stars as Deadshot. That's all we got up to. Listen, God bless and everything happening in July with your new little baby.
Yeah.
And get ready. Get ready.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, mate. That's Thomas right there. Give him a big round of applause.
Yay, Thomas!
400 dirhams richer, courtesy of Rock Bank. You're on Virgin Radio. Did you like Cancelled? We just did our first appearance as well. How did I go?
That was very cool.
What do you think? DJ Dean Curtis, myself on stage, main stage. DJ Duo, like
loved
the chain
it.
Smokers.
He
played The Lion King. Of course it was.
Can I replay that? Can we do that like later in the eight?
Yeah, I don't mind. Rossi, I just want to say, he was asking the question. Chris was asking us the question. What did you think of Cancelled? He did not care what Nala or I had to say. He was only looking at one man for approval, and that is Rossi.
Well, he knows.
Which he's not getting any approval for.
He's
never going to approve it.
Because he asked the question, and Nala and I are giving these raving reviews. Didn't care. Only looking at Rossi.
I'll let it go ahead if you give me that same bumper deal as you did with Duvet.
No.
What's the deal?
The percentage?
1%?
Yeah.
Okay. He wants 1%.
I'll give you 1% then.
Okay. I want 1% as well.
What for?
Just because.
Just because she exists.
No, yeah. Please don't.
0 point.
We'll start our own
don't
group.
Start.
Yes! Pretty!
Don't start.
Let's start our own
you
group.
Guys start doing what?
I don't know.
Salt and pepper.
What? No, I'm in the bandwagon team.
You're the last one to talk, Mr. I Like Taylor Swift.
Pretty and Nala, whatever's trending on TikTok, they're all sort of fans.
But that's what we'll do. We'll bring the trends to
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
So we'll
introduce.
Tell you, yeah, we'll tell you the trend. We'll tell
trending
you the trends.
Twins.
The trending
yes.
twins.
Oh, that's nice.
I think you need to appreciate these two because if they weren't like that, this show would be old because we wouldn't have a clue.
I'm pretty hip.
No. You're about
the fact that you used hip is
you're about 7 months.
I'm pretty hip, guys. I'm pretty down with it. Ask my daughters.
Okay, this is coming from the man who just got onto Wordle 3 months ago.
Correct.
Yeah, that's it. That's a great new game word.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty hip to it. I'm on the Snapchat, I'm on the TikTok. I've taught my girls, like my daughters, they think that I'm pretty hip.
I'm pretty sure the word that they use is cringe.
Yeah, but that's just them. That's just them.
You said ask your daughters, and your daughters use the word cringe.
Look, yeah, because they're his daughters. He's not cringe to these other people.
I asked them if I was cringe, and they said
I just
no.
Put a
there you go.
I put a video up on the TikTok last night.
On the TikTok?
Half a million views.
That's great.
On TikTok. Yesterday, I put this up at 9 o'clock, and it's got a half a million.
What is it?
I'm pretty hip. Nora Fatehi.
Half a million views.
Hey, out of curiosity, we had Nora Fatehi in yesterday. Beautiful, amazing woman. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Did Brianna talk to you about her?
No, why?
I just want to know. Did she hear what we were talking about?
No, nothing's been said, and let's not even go there. She's probably sleeping.
I can't wait.
I think what we need to do, Pretty, is get some video footage of when he's looking at her. And put it over some dreamy music because his head went at an angle.
Don't try to start something here. I'm a pretty big celebrity now. We can't make those jokes.
What do you mean?
The rumors
can't
will
even
go out.
With a straight face.
Guys, I'm a pretty big deal now. I can't.
You can't even say it.
If you want to start a rumor that me and Nora Fatehi, I've got something for her, that could get out of hand.
That's
and I don't
want
to do that on this show.
He wants that.
So, what do you recommend?
Look at his
What do you recommend we don't do then? Don't message the papers or anything? Or
should I have...
Don't do anything, please.
You know, Steven,
honestly,
who's a really good friend who was in the studio with us, we're like friends now. Do you want me to say sorry about all this? Do you want me to... He's asking for the interview. Like, is it fine?
Yeah, you can send the interview, but
after the interview,
don't send him any of this conversation.
Should I send him?
Of course not.
Okay. And don't tweet at her or send her messages and stuff like that, please.
Did you
guys?
Don't lie to me. Did you inbox her yesterday?
I swear I haven't messaged her. I am a happily married
yes,
man.
Yes, I never
I just had
words.
A child.
Celebrity crushes is different. I have like 60 celebrity crushes.
Who's your top celebrity crush right now?
Through this.
We know Danny Rick.
No, top right now.
Right now at this moment. Danny Rick, no one will ever beat him.
If you want,
but Jacob Lordy's
on it. If you say Danny Rick instead of Danny Ricardo again, you're not coming on this show anymore.
That is pretty bad.
That's pretty annoying.
It is annoying.
You can't go Danny Rick. It's Daniel Ricardo.
Daniel.
Danny Rick.
Danny Rick.
Like
Danny
a character Rick. From Greece or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, yeah, Danny
Rick. That was my first crush.
Who?
John Travolta.
Oh my gosh.
Got some issues going on over there.
No, I just liked his singing, to be fair. That's all I care
about. All right,
about.
So Daniel Ricciardo is still your crush.
Yes, Dylan okay. O'Brien, Jacob Elordi.
Oh, there she goes.
Awesome. So many good looking people.
I said Ryan Gosling.
So white.
Just so you know, though.
I went through a phase of like Nick Carter, and then I went through a phase of like Adam Levine for some reason.
Skinny white man is
skinny
both,
white
both
boy,
of you
yeah.
guys. What's wrong? What's with skinny white men?
And then yeah, I don't know.
Why. Any like even there's an Egyptian actor, he's skinny and I love him.
What's his name?
His name is Ahmed Malik. If we get him on, you'll
find
me on the floor.
Ladies, just so you know though, you may have a type of crush, but the person that you probably will meet or have met probably will
no,
look nothing like
that.
Them.
Don't
they look nothing like you.
Yeah,
crush.
I don't think Jeff looks anything like the crushes that you're mentioning skinny white guys.
But then I'm also like into Ranveer Singh.
But he's not like Jeff, is he?
Jeff is better.
Pretty. He was in The Swimmers.
That's nice.
He was the cousin.
Rossi,
remember?
What's your type?
I'll show.
Anything really.
Oh, look, it's my crush.
Not fussy.
Not what?
Huh?
What
did you say? Not
fussy.
Fussy. Oh.
This is a question for men, and it's only you who can answer this. What is the equivalent of flowers for guys? Let me explain.
Okay.
Valentine's Day next week.
Oh, yeah. It's been next week.
Right? And I don't want to do we're not doing the big extravagant gifts or anything like that, but I would like to get something small. And I feel like when it comes to women generally, you guys can just be like, oh, I'll just order her flowers.
Yeah, pretty easy flowers,
right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that men don't like flowers or want flowers. There are plenty of men who love flowers. But what is that go-to thing for men?
Memorabilia. Next.
No, that's expensive. Like, that's not...
No. Some memorabilia is not too expensive.
But you know what I mean? Like, what's the quick thing? Like, flowers, if you forgot, let's say, Valentine's Day... You can just get onto an app and order some flowers and they'll be there.
Yeah.
Like, what's that quick go-to gift for men?
Depends on the guy. Some guys may like Star Wars toys. Some guys may like video games.
It's still not
I know what you mean. Like,
you know
for men, we just get flowers and it's pretty good, easy for a woman to be. Like, we can just be like, hey, baby, here's
yeah.
some flowers.
And then that's it. But
and
like,
we've done our little tick if we need it. But there's not that for a guy. Some guys do like flowers.
Yeah, that's
a I don't. Don't give me flowers.
Your dad likes flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, 0487155544. What is it like the equivalent of flowers?
Yeah.
I don't want to be like sexist here because I think like...
No, that's what I'm saying. Some men do like flowers and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, generally you would get flowers, let's say, for the woman in your life, right? But
yeah.
like what... I feel like there's no go-to gift like that.
For the guy.
For men.
Aftershave.
All right. Well, let's see. Muhammad, how you doing there, man? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you? Everyone,
great.
I'm
thank
doing
you.
Well. What do you got? You got some options for pretty here?
Yeah, I got shaving kits or perfumes, which are easily available everywhere.
Yeah, shaving kits or perfumes? Did you say
perfumes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. A shaving kit or a perfume,
okay.
Like a nice yeah. I mean, give me some disposable razors. I'm all down for those.
But yeah, no, I'm not going to be able to get that, right? Like, I have to get a nice one.
Disposable razors as much as flowers. Do you use disposable razors? What do you use?
No. Sometimes if I need one, like, I'll use Liz's.
So what? You don't use any razors?
In the shower. No, I use a machine.
Oh yeah.
Or I go to the barber.
Yeah, okay. I'm always using disposable razors.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Come in packs of 14, I find.
Yes,
the best valued one, yeah. Is it Gizé?
Yes.
Tell pretty, what do you want, mate? What do you want as a guy? What do you want?
I would say a good meal. A good burger or something.
Oh, good meal. I like that. Food, okay.
All right, just like, yeah, get him a Shake Shack burger. Say happy Valentine's Day.
Is that as romantic as a bouquet of flowers?
No, not at all.
See what I mean? It's hard.
I think the perfume is a really good substitute. I think, you know, for a couple of hundred dirhams, you can get yourself a good perfume.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Man, I bought flowers online yesterday.
They're expensive.
388 dirhams I paid.
Were you apologizing, were you?
No, I got it for a friend, and I was like, it had small, medium, or large option. I went for the large option.
Yeah.
It came tiny. Because I got it through an app, I couldn't return. I wanted to, like, call them up and be like, what?
You don't want it.
There's a lot of money for flowers. You know, Zahir, what do you believe is a good little gift for a guy for Valentine's Day?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
My name is Zahir. What we want is a peace for the day. Like, just leave us alone for a day at least in a year.
You don't want to get me started here. You don't want to get me started here.
Well, you don't want your girl to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
You don't want your other half to talk to you. You're like, that's what I want for Valentine's Day, babe. Let's just not talk and like, let's not argue.
Just give it a hug and let it be.
I'm with you. You know, I like to just don't have conversations. Sometimes we just like to sit there.
Do nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I know what you could get him for his Valentine's Day. It's free as well.
What?
Nope. What are you going to say? Don't say it. I know what you're going to say. Stop it.
I can't figure this out.
Stop it.
Can't figure it out. What do you mean?
Can I just say, love what we saw over the last few days. The UAE SWAT challenge officially on, right? Completed right now. And I'm just, did you guys see any of the footage of the UAE SWAT challenge?
Oh my gosh, it was so intense.
It was so, so intense. It finished a couple of days ago. And
Dubai Police won.
I was about to say, Dubai Police has won the SWAT challenge. Say, give them a big round of applause.
Dubai Police B won.
Well, yeah. Well, they had two teams.
Yes, yeah, so Dubai.
And they came first and second.
Yeah.
So we had Dubai Police B taking out the first spot, Dubai Police A taking out the second spot. Then we had the Kazakhstan team taking out the third spot.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, that is a huge feat for Dubai and the UAE.
Mm-hmm.
In fourth, we had the Department of Special Forces in Kalkan. The Royal Thai Police came in fifth.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's just so cool.
But it's pretty cool that that's all everyone from around the world, these amazing, amazing people who keep us safe, right? Yeah. Tasked with keeping us safe, come around and do something like this.
San Antonio came in, like, I think, ninth position. Like, it's really, really cool. So well done to Dubai. Well done to the UAE. Well done to all the organizers who put this on. But it's the UAE SWAT Challenge. I can only imagine this is only going to get bigger and bigger every year. Right here, Dubai Police. Yay! We love it. First and second. The most incredible thing has happened in Saudi. I don't know if you guys saw this.
What?
But last night, the WWE icon, The Undertaker, makes as a surprise cameo in Saudi Arabia.
What?
At the Riyadh Cup, basically, that they're putting on, right?
Oh, that's so cool.
So, I mean, I really can't believe it. It's he walks out. You've got Cristiano Ronaldo, like, literally there. And The Undertaker walks out to the cup that they're playing for, and basically, like the urn that he does in the WWE, that's what happened. And
that's so cool.
If you have not seen this, we will put this up on social media. It's gone global, so I just wouldn't wait for the commentator. So hold on, have a listen to this. The Undertaker is now there. Ronaldo smiling.
That's so cool.
Can you see this?
Yeah.
Look at this. The Undertaker is now lifting.
There's the trophy that the teams are playing for. The Undertaker, one of the big stars of WWE, to Cristiano Ronaldo's amusement. All very theatric.
The Undertaker.
This stadium has hosted
up.
WWE, UFC. Should have hosted a big boxing match as well between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk.
I just can't believe that the Undertaker is at a professional football match for Riyadh season in Saudi Arabia. He's all wet, dressed in the gear. He's got the big hat, the big cape.
Yeah.
He's lifting up the urn, that's and then so you cool. hear the commentator.
Should have hosted a big boxing match as well between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk. but unfortunately,
he used to scare me when I was younger.
Injury, so unable to.
Same with me. He was scaring me.
Scary. Favorite.
He's actually a lovely guy off the character.
You've met him, haven't you?
I haven't met him before. He's a giant. He's an absolute giant. I can't believe he's still going though. Good on him. There it is. The Undertaker Riyadh season. Well done. Hello, Mum, hello, Dad. We are live. Welcome back. The Chris Fade Show. Talking NBA, Emirates just did a partnership, a collab with the NBA. This made me so. I watch NBA every day, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
I am obsessed with the NBA. And the fact that we're getting closer somehow, the NBA and Emirates have done a full collab. So Emirates is the official global airline partner of the NBA.
So cool.
The collaboration all makes Emirates the inaugural title partner of the NBA Cup, which was the NBA in-season tournament. They kicked that off for the first time this year. Lakers, my team, won it. And so now all the referees are going to have a little Emirates logo.
Oh, okay.
That's extraordinary because they've obviously been, you know, football, when it comes with Emirates, is always, you know. Emirates,
always there. Always Arsenal, there. Yeah.
But now you see it like NBA.
But I like this because I find sometimes basketball, like sports like basketball, NFL, can sometimes be very isolated.
Yeah.
Like it's not a fully worldwide sport, right? So I think this is a great way to make that happen.
What I think we need to do here, I think we need to talk to Emirates and the NBA. The three of us, we got to go to work.
Yes!
We got to go to an NBA game.
Yes!
We've got to. We'll be the voice to to get it out a little bit more.
We'll wear the ref shirt too.
I am ready. We're wanting to do this. I'm putting it out to the universe. You never know what happens.
Manifest.
Manifestation. It does happen. But well done to Emirates. Well done to NBA as well. Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show across the UAE. That is it for us. We're out. Another great week, guys. Thank you so much. We love you guys for hanging out with us.
Aww.
We will be back again next week. Hey, the 50,000 dirham pop quiz still on the line at 7:10.
And next week is Untold Week, so I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be fantastic. All right. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, everyone have a great, safe weekend. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.